The entrance fee at Denali National Park is changing for 2012. Effective immediately, the National Park Service will collect only a $10 per person entry fee. The pass is good for 7 days. The agency is eliminating a former $20 vehicle fee. Denali National Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says the change resulted from a national audit.
It was determined that what we were doing was confusing, that because we don't have an entrance station, that we really shouldn't be collecting a per-vehicle fee. And so that's really what this has gotten down to, is that we are just clarifying that we are only collecting the per-person fee, which we have been collecting all along for visitors 16 and over, so younger folks still get in for free. And we just clarify what we're doing and making sure that everyone, all of the people who collect our fees, which are anyone who are selling our bus tickets, are all doing the same thing.
Pfister says the entrance fee is also collected through campground reservations, but that people just stopping by the park won't be accosted to pay.
We are not shaking people down to try to collect that, but realistically, we collect most of our fees through the bus reservations.
Denali is the only Alaska National Park that collects an entrance fee. Pfister says a 1987 law instituted the charge as a way to pay for maintenance of Denali's substantial infrastructure, including the 90-mile park road. She says Denali entrance fees brought in $2.3 million in 2010. 80% of the money is withheld for use within Denali Park.